Certainly is good to be out here in the Lord's house again. And love seeing this crowd. You don't go everywhere and you see a nice crowd like this. Amen.
God's blessing.
If you got your Bibles, the Lord put a verse of Scripture on my heart. And I didn't have a clue what Dad was teaching on this morning. Didn't have a clue what he was going to teach about. But it goes right along the lines with that. It's the book before Revelation, the book of Jude. There is only one chapter, so just go to the book of Jude. We'll start reading there, and then we'll complete that book, and then bring forth the message to the best of our ability. We need you first. We've been fighting a head cold, and for the first time in about 3 or 4 days, my head is finally not swollen anymore, and all the drainage just start to come out, and I'm not under any kind of pressure. So the Lord knows what we need, amen, and He's given it to us this morning, so He's just praying for us this morning as we try to deliver the message. The book of Jude, starting the first verse. Bible says, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men, crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath preserved into everlasting chains under darkness unto judgment of the great day. We read about some of that this morning. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil and disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. But these speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally, as brute beasts. In these things they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. These are spots in your feast of charity, where they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear, clouds they are without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruit withereth without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming at their own shame, wandering stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be markers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Now, that's reading the book of Jude, and there's a lot of important stuff in this book. A lot of stuff we went over today in Revelations is some stuff that we're yet to cover. But one thing that really caught my attention that I thought about would be my thought today. Amen. Is one of the very first things he mentions to the people here that he's writing to. Amen. And that's in verse 3. It says, "Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints." Amen. If I had a message this morning, that would be it. To earnestly contend, amen, and that for the faith. Amen. All kinds of things going on in this world today. All kinds of confusion, all kinds of deception. Amen. You turn on the news and there's all kinds of things going on that the media tries to twist around to make you believe one thing.
Praise you, brother.
Amen. And when all kinds of other things are going on, amen, they try to get to the weak and the best they can that are not studying in the Word of God, those that are worldly and those who do not study the Word of God. Amen. Their wool is being blinded. It's been pulled over their eyes. They don't realize exactly what's going on in this world. Well, let me tell you something. Satan is alive today.
Right.
And he is hard at work trying to bring the church down, trying to bring anybody that will, anybody that's weak, amen, to come to his level. Amen. The Bible says that the devil is as a roaring lion, walking to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. And if you watch these nature shows on TV, you'll see where the lions always go after the weak ones of the pack. Amen. They'll be chasing zebras. They'll be chasing oxen, chasing elephants. And they'll always go after the youngest. They'll always go after the weakest. Amen. And the rest of the family just keeps going on to Satan's hell. Hey, when it comes down to it, folks, it's just you and God in this race.
Right.
Amen. Ain't nobody else going to be able to save you.
Amen.
Amen. And when the world, you think it's your friend, when the devil comes, amen, he grabs a hold of you and you're weak in the faith, everybody else will keep on going to save yourself.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible here, very plain about people that come in. He don't say it in these words, but the Bible does. Jesus says there's like a, amen, there are wolves in sheep's clothing. Amen. Jude talks about these people having great swelling words. He talks about people, amen, that because of their position in life, because of the things that they have amassed in their own life, they're going to be listened to because of these things. He says that down in about verse 16. He talks about their murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust, their mouth speaking great swelling words, having men's person in admiration because of advantage. That basically means, hey, if you got a PhD, people listen to you. Amen. Hey, there's people in this world today that because of their advantage, because of their position, amen, have been able to have a little pulpit of their own, a little soapbox of their own, to preach things that are lies, to preach things and proclaim things that are not according to thus saith the Word. Hey, and if they're not rooted in the ground in the faith, there's going to be many that believe a lie and they'll be dead.
Right.
Heard this week not too long ago. I don't remember what exactly he said, but the Pope got up there on TV and was preaching some kind of blasphemy again about, I think the whole big thing going on now is the whole equality and tolerance and everybody's religion's okay and all this stuff. But I tell you what, I don't know about you. Amen, but Muhammad didn't die for my sins. Buddha didn't die for my sins. Amen. As far as I know, they're still on the ground.
Amen.
Their bones are all that's left in fast. Amen. But the one that died for me, amen, had the power to lay his life down. Amen. He had the power to take it back up.
Yeah.
Amen. And they can't find the trace where he lay there in the tomb. Amen. His bones are not there. All they could find when the disciples got there was some grave clothes that were wrapped.
Preach,
amen. And he was gone. And then he rose from the tomb.
Hallelujah!
Amen. Among 500 brethren at one time, there's biblical accounts and there's secular accounts of how where Christ rose from the dead. How they even say there's more evidence that Christ rose from the dead than that Hitler ever lived.
That's right.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Christ is a woman.
Oh yes.
We need to be listening to today. We need to earnestly contend for the faith, the faith that was brought down from years and generations. Amen. All the way back to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Amen. The faith that our forefathers had when they built and established this nation. Hey, it's gone to the pits. It's gone to the dogs. Amen. They're letting everybody come in and just take this nation and run it on into the ground.
Hey, man, there weren't all kinds of things going on today that you'd be looked at as a hypocrite, or you'd be looked at as a heathen.
Right.
Hey, man, you'd be cast out of the whole nation. Hey, man, there are things that are allowed to go on today that you'd be that way.
That's true, brother.
If it was back in those days.
That's true.
Used to be, everybody had modest apparel on. Used to be, hey man, we could go to the house of God, there'd be respect.
Right.
Wouldn't have to worry about someone coming in, toting a gun. Hey man, wouldn't have to worry about all the things we see going on today. You wouldn't have no confusion. Let me just tell you, if you were a man or a woman, amen, if you were back in those days, self makes me sick.
Amen,
it makes God sick too. Let me tell you. Hey man, if there's something wrong with you, if you don't know if you're a boy or a girl.
Yes, mama.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Bible says in Romans, he gave people like that over to a reprobate mind.
That's right.
Hey, right. To consume in themselves the lust that they had.
That's right.
Hey man, hey, there's a spirit today. We talked about bad spirits. Well, there's a spirit confusion in this nation today.
Amen.
In the world as such we've never seen before.
Amen.
Hey, man, I was watching a video last night where he talks about all these different things going on in the nation, kind of behind the scenes nobody ever sees. Hey, man, and there's this one quote that says something like, all the world needs is a major crisis, and then they'll accept the new world order.
That's
all it needs to happen. Something real bad happened in this world. Antichrist shows up on the scene and they'll follow him in a heartbeat.
Amen.
Amen. Why am I saying that? Because that's what's going to happen.
Amen.
Amen. If you better search your heart today, if you're not grounded in the faith, you'll go right along with
us. Amen.
Amen.
Better know that you're right with the Lord. Amen. Before you leave his house today.
Amen.
We don't know what lies beyond the border of those doors.
Right.
All we know is this right here, right now. The Bible says if you hear his voice, harden not your heart.
Yes.
Today is the day of salvation.
Amen.
And if you leave these walls without God, you may not have another chance.
Amen.
Good
preaching. Fill him up, Lord.
I didn't come to preach heavy on you. I didn't come to condemn you or anything like that. I'm just trying to do what the Lord had me do. I didn't know, have a clue what the Lord had me do this morning. All I know is I didn't think I'd still be preaching because my voice has been so rough this week. But I tell you what, the Lord has a way of fixing all that up.
Yeah, right.
Then you start doing what he wants you to do.
Yeah,
and I tell you have to have the ability of discernment to be able to point this stuff out.
That's right, brother.
Amen. People's eyes are so blinded today. Bible says God is not the author
of
confusion. Number one. Hey, you better believe that if you don't get nothing else out of this message, that God is not the author of confusion.
Amen.
We have so many people confused today as what their identity is and what they was born like and what they can choose at the drop of a hat. I got to thinking today, it's going to get so ridiculous that people's going to want to marry themselves.
That's right.
Yeah.
You laugh at that, but that's true. I'm looking for that to come next.
Yeah.
I think I got the right to marry myself because I'm both genders. I'm sorry, but that ain't right.
Amen.
God didn't make you like that.
Amen.
Science has proven that you are not born that way. Amen. That's a choice that you have.
Right.
And if you've been led to have that kind of decision, you better ask what kind of spirit dwells within you.
Yes.
Because it's not a spirit of God. God's not the author of confusion.
That's right.
People wonder today. I heard a guy on the TV was asking one of these people. He said, well, if it's okay for me to choose if I'm a boy or a girl, then it should be okay for me to choose what my race is. And the guy just didn't have nothing to say about it. He said, well, no, that ain't right. That ain't scientific. Well, you let me know if it's scientific or not.
Yeah.
I'm a boy or a girl.
Amen.
It's ridiculous what the world is coming to today.
That's right.
And only those that are grounded and rooted in the faith are going to be able to see this stuff.
Amen.
We'll be able to pinpoint it.
Praise God.
And the Bible clearly tells us about these kind of people. Amen. Woe unto them, they've gone the way of Cain. Cain murdered his brother.
That's right.
He was jealous of his brother.
Yes.
They ran greedily after the error of Balaam. Balaam was bribed into cursing Israel.
Yes.
He decided he wouldn't do it, but then all of a sudden he changed his mind and went and did it anyway. And then they perished from the gainsaying of Korah. I think it's about Numbers chapter 16. You find out where Korah, amen, had something bad to say about Moses, about being the leader of Israel.
Right.
And because of what he had to say about Moses, amen, there was thousands of them swallowed up in a great earthquake.
Yes, it was.
You see all the earthquakes and the hurricanes and all the storms and the avalanches and the floods and everything going on in this world. This world is in chaos. Why is that? Because we're getting close.
It was said earlier.
Amen. It won't be much longer. Or somebody say that it's the birth pains, the travail that the earth is crying out. And it exactly is that. When you see, amen, somebody getting ready to have a child, the labor contractions get heavier, they come quicker. Amen, and the earthquakes we're seeing now, I can't turn the news on without seeing an earthquake over here, a flood over there, a tidal wave down here. Amen, they're coming quite quicker and faster because this earth is about ready to meet their maker.
Amen.
Just any day.
Thank you, Jesus.
God could step out on a cloud. Jesus could step out on a cloud. It may be a sunny day like this. I look for it to be a sunny day. I don't know why, but I look for it to be a beautiful day. It could be the worst storm you've ever seen. And Jesus Christ to step out on the cloud and say, it's done. Amen. Come on home.
Hallelujah.
Looking forward to that day.
Amen.
Want to be up there with Christ.
Yes.
I want to take as many with me as I can when I go. Amen. That's one thing we need to do. We need to contend for the faith of ourselves. We need to contend for the faith of others. Amen. We need to be out there winning souls. We need to be on our best behavior. We need to be convincing the gainsayers. Amen. By the way of our good works, the Bible says Peter over there talking about they wouldn't have anything to say against us by our good works. Amen. Because they ain't got a leg to stand on. Amen. Jude here mentioned, amen, that they told you there should be mockers. The apostles of Jesus Christ told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their only ungodly lust. This is about word for word the quote that Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 3 when he said the last days there'd be scoffers coming in their own godly lust and denying that the Lord would be coming back.
Amen.
Where's the promise of His coming? Ever since our fathers slept, we've heard this. But He says the Lord is not slack.
Amen.
Concerning His promise. That's not just any promise. That's the promise of His return. Amen. He's coming back.
Amen.
You can believe that or not. Amen. He's coming back.
Amen.
Amen. Regardless of whether you believe it or not, things happen still. Amen. Whether you believe it or not, if I jumped off this stage here, I would fall and smack dab on the front of my face if I didn't try to land right. Whether you believe that or not, it's going to happen.
Amen.
That's just the way it is. People out there that are confused about things like that need to get some things straight. I tell you, we need to contend. That means to fight. That means to strive. Amen. Paul talked about striving to win as if you were in a race. Amen. You don't entangle yourself with the things of this world. Amen. You lay aside every weight and the sin that is easily beset you, and you run the race with patience. Because there's a crown and a prize to be won. Amen. That new heaven, that new earth we talked about this morning. What a prize that'll be. What a day that'll be. When Jesus I shall see. Amen. When we look upon His face.
Yes.
The one that died for us. Amen. That face that they smote. That face that they plucked the hairs from.
Yes.
That face, amen, that they spit upon. Amen. He won't be looking like that when He comes back. He'll come back as a reigning king.
Amen.
They'll be bowed before Him. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess. Amen. That Jesus, not Muhammad, not Buddha, that
amen.
Jesus is Lord. Amen. In the glory of God the Father. We need to contend for that very faith.
Amen.
We need to have a fire that's in our bones that needs to be ignited. Amen. That needs to be stirred up in our hearts. Amen. Saying, no, we're not going to back down. We're not going to lay our Bibles. Amen. And just take this old Bible and just throw it out. Amen. Because the Bible is all we got.
Amen.
The Bible, prayer, the Holy Spirit, all that works together. And if you leave one out, then you don't have any of it.
That's right.
You don't have any of it.
Good preaching.
Praise God.
I'm telling you.
Praise God.
Well, there's just a lot in this to cover. I can't even get to all of it.
Praise God.
Amen, but the world, I looked at verse 10 there and it made a lot of sense too. It says, these speak evil of those things which they know not. They know naturally as brute beasts. You know, this world is going crazy.
Amen.
I can't tell you how many times I've seen on camera people that are just doing plumb crazy stuff.
Right.
No doubt demon possessed and drug possessed.
Amen.
Amen. Drugs, I believe, open the way for spirits to enter. Amen. All these drugs that they're taking, amen. I heard it said one time that the spirit of witchcraft and sorcery that's mentioned in Revelation, the Greek word is something like pharmakeia, and that comes from pharmaceutical. Drugs.
Right.
Amen. You don't know, people get out here and drink, people get out here and do drugs. They don't realize what they're opening the door to.
Amen.
All kinds of people out there doing that now. Just doped up, don't know what's going on. They have superhuman strength. Amen. It reminds me of the demon that of Gadara. He had superhuman strength. They put chains on him. He just snapped him like a twig. Why was that? Because he was possessed with legions of demons. Amen. Of devils.
Oh, Jesus.
That stuff's on this world today. That's not science fiction.
Right.
That's fact. That is fact. We need to be ready. We need to have the whole armor of God on. Amen. We need to have our heart and our mind settled on Christ. We need to have our foot on the rock and our mind made up. Amen. Saying that we're not going to let anything sway us.
Right.
If there was a terrorist come through that door today, had a sword to your neck, you better believe. Amen. You ought to be able to say, I believe in Christ and I'll die.
Yes.
Believe in Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Tell you, is that serious today? Right. You don't know what's around the corner.
It is.
Billy, you still work in law enforcement, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, he could testify some of the stuff he's seen. John works in law enforcement.
Yes, every day, brother.
Every day. I know Caleb, he used to work in law enforcement.
Yes.
And there's things out there we are just over our head. We need to be prayed up. Ready to go.
Every day at work, brother, see the devil.
Amen.
Right.
It's out there.
I mean, he's telling you the facts about the drugs.
Yeah.
Amen.
I get them in, they have to be quarantined for 24 to 48 hours by themselves.
Amen.
Yeah,
right. Because
they can't defend
anybody
with them.
I can't. They're out of control.
Amen.
And the devil, he'd like nothing more than to see the whole world like that.
Amen. Right. Yes.
But Christ, he came, praise God, to break those chains.
Praise
he
God.
Came that we might have life.
Yes.
Have it more abundantly.
Yes.
Amen.
Christ.
The devil come to steal, kill, and destroy. And if you let him, he'll do it to your own family.
That's right.
If you let him, he'll do it to this church. Amen. Fight hard for what you build. Amen. If somebody come out here and started bringing sledgehammers to all that work you did at the fellowship hall, don't you believe you'd be calling the law on them and standing for what you built? Amen. Do the same thing for this church.
Amen.
Not just the building, the whole body. Amen.
Right.
The body of Christ, we're coming together as family. It's such a blessing to see my own blood family here today this morning. And I got to thinking how much more blessed we are to have a church family. Amen. Together. Amen. And we're not one common goal, and that's
right.
It. That's what Christ wants to see, and that's what will keep us strong. Amen. Contending for the faith. Helping your brother out, helping the weak, helping those, amen, that need it. Having compassion. The Bible said, we just read, some have compassion. Of some have compassion. Amen. Making a difference. Amen. We need to have compassion. Others saved with fear. Others need to be preached to, hellfire, and brimstone, because that's the only way to get to it. Amen. God knows this.
That's right.
But I tell you what, it's been an honor and privilege to be here today. I just don't know a good place to stop and just keep going. I tell you, I feel like I've cleared my heart. So many more things to say about it. All I can tell you is go home and read it again.
Bless his heart.
Amen. You'll be able to understand a lot more of it. You ask the Lord to seek him about it. I'll ask if everyone would stand. Brother Dwayne, if he would, come get a verse of Just As I Am or a song that he's got on his heart. Amen. And I ask you to search your heart today. Are you ready and are you grounded in faith? Amen. If you was to see some deceptive things out there that seem to be in the Lord's will, would you be able to go to your Bible and see whether it was or not? I invite you. Does it have a closer walk with God? If not, this altar is open as he sings this morning.